earthquakes. It's really misunderstood. Bill Whitaker 2 weeks ago on 60 Minutes started off by saying in his piece 100 times it's not fracking. We're talking about induced seismicity, perhaps due to these injection wells. There have been some city councils who looked at, tried to stop them, all kinds of government officials getting involved. From your perspective, the response to what's been happening, is it wise or not?
I think it is. I think the Oklahoma Corporation Commission and the Oklahoma Geological Survey have done a really good job of getting their arms around a really complicated task of trying to figure out exactly what are the triggers for the seismicity that's going on in the state. I think they've concluded that it's injection wells, and injection wells particularly in one part of the state and in one formation. So injection is wastewater that's produced alongside the oil and gas. It's not actually part of the fracking process, or it's not fresh water. It's the water that's in the formation that comes up alongside the oil and gas. This water is six times saltier than seawater. It has no real commercial availability in terms of disposal or cleaning it, and it needs to be injected back underground. That's what the commission wants us to do. That's what EPA, frankly, wants us to do. So this water has been disposed in this formation for years. I think what they're looking at is, have we had such an increase in the amount in the, over the last few years that it could be triggering seismicity? And the commission and the Geological Survey have really focused on that, have reduced overall the amount of injection, particularly in the Arbuckle Formation. And I think they've had a really impactful difference making in terms of lowering the seismicity. Their results, the results of what they've done have been really good. And we need to stay on top of it. And we're not finished. This earthquake 2 weeks ago is a reminder that we need to stay on top of it. And I think the commission is doing a good job of being data-driven and making science-based decisions and not overreaction. And that's a good thing for Oklahoma.
Now, the financial papers have been all over this story. The term that we'll start to hear is stack and scoop. Is that correct?
Correct.
What does that mean for people looking forward to energy production and also to induced seismicity? They're connected, right?
Well, they are. So the stack and scoop is a different formation than we're talking about for the areas where the earthquakes occur. The stack and scoop is the formation that's going to fundamentally fix Oklahoma's budget hole if we don't mess it up. It has huge resources for oil and natural gas. It has very low water produced, no need for significant injection of that water. It has massive potential. Billions of dollars are going to be spent, and billions of dollars in tax revenue are going to be earned for the state of Oklahoma. But we can't have our regulators and our legislators mess that up, and that's what we're trying to remind everybody.
And after today, the media is going to start looking at stack and scoop.
They should.
Okay, Chad Warrington's the president of Oklahoma Oil and Gas Association, and we'll be right back.